Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
Welcome to our deep dive today. We're going to be looking at some of the stories that are showing up on The Juice, that educational app. You know, the one that's supposed to help kids learn more about the world.
Yeah, it's always interesting to see what's catching the eye of those younger generations. And it's a good way for us to see what might spark their curiosity.
So let's jump right in. First up, we're heading over to Denmark. Seems like they've got a pretty ambitious plan to tackle climate change.
Oh, yeah, they're going big. 1 billion trees. Can you imagine? That's their goal, 1 billion trees. Planting 1 billion trees.
Wow, that's a lot of trees. So are they just like, you know, planting trees everywhere? What's the plan here?
No, it's more than that. They want to take a good chunk of their farmland, like 15% of it, and turn that into forests.
15%? Wow, that's a pretty big shift, isn't it?
It is. It's a massive project, definitely going to cost them billions, but it shows they're serious about reducing those greenhouse gases everyone's talking about.
And it's not just about planting trees either, right? I was reading something about how they're looking at the environmental impact of farming, too.
Absolutely. They're, you know, considering things like how much carbon is released by farming activities and how fertilizer runoff from those farms is affecting the ocean, they're actually the first country to seriously think about taxing carbon emissions from agriculture. Pretty big move, I'd say.
Yeah, definitely something to think about. It really shows how everything's connected, doesn't it? Like, what we do on the land affects the oceans and all that.
Exactly. I mean, this could be a good way to start a conversation with kids about those connections, you know, how even small things can add up to make a big difference.
That's a good point. It makes you wonder what it would take for other countries to start doing similar things. I mean, what do you think is the best way for countries to tackle climate change on a global scale?
That's a tough one. It's such a complicated issue. No easy answers, but what Denmark's doing is definitely something to think about.
For sure. Okay, so we've got one country tackling climate change, but then there's another dealing with some serious political drama. We're talking about France.
Ooh, yeah. Things got a little heated over there. The prime minister got kicked out in a no-confidence vote. Can you believe it? First time that's happened since, like, 1962.
Wow, that's a pretty big deal. What happened?
Well, it all comes down to this controversial budget decision. France has been having some economic troubles lately, and the prime minister decided to use these special powers to push through a budget with lots of spending cuts. It's called an austerity budget, but he did it without a full vote from the parliament.
So basically bypassed the normal process.
Yeah, and the other political parties were not happy about it. It caused a real clash, especially between those on the far left and the far right.
Oh, I bet. So what happens now?
Well, it's a good reminder of how different political ideas can clash and how choices made by leaders can affect the whole country. This could be a chance to talk with kids about how different political systems work, the importance of debate and making compromises, and how much power leaders really have.
It also makes you think about what makes a good leader, especially during tough times. It sounds like President Macron is refusing to resign, but this whole thing is a real test of his leadership skills, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. For me, resilience is a big one. A good leader needs to be able to handle the pressure, adjust to changing situations, make those tough calls, even when people disagree. But they also need to be able to listen to different opinions and find common ground. It's a tough balance.
Yeah, no kidding. This situation in France really shows that. Speaking of leadership, you know, there's this quote by Wilma Mankiller that popped into my head. She was the first woman elected as principal chief of the Cherokee Nation. She once said, "In Iroquois society, leaders are encouraged to remember 7 generations in the past and consider 7 generations in the future when making decisions." It's pretty powerful, right?
Wow. Yeah, that really makes you think about the long-term impact of decisions. You know, what we do today affects people way down the line. We have a responsibility to think about the future.
It's like a ripple effect. And maybe this could be a way to talk with kids about the choices they make every day, how those choices might affect others, and how thinking about the future can shape our decisions today.
Exactly. Okay, so we've talked about the environment and politics, but now let's jump into the digital world for a minute and talk about something that's becoming more and more important. Cybersecurity.
Okay, yeah, this next story is a little unnerving. It's about this cyber espionage campaign, something called Salt Typhoon. Apparently, it's been targeting U.S. telecommunications companies.
Yeah, and what's really worrying is that the FBI is still trying to figure out how much damage these hackers have done. They think the hackers are operating out of China.
China. Really? What kind of damage are we talking about?
Well, it seems like they were able to access sensitive information, stuff like call logs and even text messages from phones used by business leaders and politicians.
Wow, that's pretty serious. It makes you think about how vulnerable we are in this digital age.
It really does. And it raises questions about how we can better protect our information online. I mean, who's responsible for keeping all that data safe? It's a complicated issue with no easy answers, but it's something we should definitely be talking to kids about, especially since they're growing up in this digital world.
Absolutely. It's all about being aware of the risks and knowing how to stay safe online. Okay, phew, that was a heavy one. Let's shift gears to something a little lighter for a minute. Music, Spotify Wrapped is out, and it looks like Taylor Swift is still queen of the charts.
Oh, she's unstoppable.
Yeah.
Her album, The Tortured Poets Department, the anthology, was the most streamed worldwide. And she's at the top of the artist charts, too. She just keeps going. It really shows how strong her connection is with her fans.
Amazing. You know, it could be fun to ask kids about their own musical tastes. Like, what do their favorite artists and songs say about them? And how does music fit into their lives? What role does it play?
Oh, I love that idea. It's amazing how music can speak to us on such a deep level. Okay, ready to dive into our next story.
Bring it on. This time we're heading to the Caribbean, specifically Barbados. There's a student there doing something incredible with seaweed.
Seaweed. Yeah, this story really captures the imagination. It's about a student named Brittany McKenzie, and she's figured out a way to turn a problem, that sargassum seaweed that's been causing so much trouble in the Caribbean, into a potential solution.
I've heard about that seaweed problem.
Yeah.
It's been causing all sorts of issues for tourism and the environment, right?
Exactly. But Brittany, she saw an opportunity. With some help from her professor, he came up with this idea of mixing the seaweed with leftover stuff from rum factories' wastewater to create biofuel. They even tested it out in a car.
Wow, that's amazing. So she's not just helping with the seaweed problem, but she's contributing to clean energy too.
It's a win-win. It's a fantastic example of turning a challenge into something positive. I mean, imagine talking with kids about identifying problems in their own communities and coming up with their own
I
solutions.
love that, encouraging that kind of problem-solving mindset from a young age. So as we wrap up our deep dive today, I want to leave our listeners with something to think about.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
If you could pick just one story from today's episode to share with a young person in your life, which one would you choose and why?
Ooh, that's a tough one. It's like asking me to pick a favorite star in the sky, you know?
Oh.
But if I had to choose, I think I'd go with Brittany McKenzie and her seaweed biofuel invention. It's such a great example of how creativity and a little bit of ingenuity can make a real difference in the world. And it shows that young people can be part of the solution too.
It's a powerful message for sure. And I think it reminds us that each of these stories holds something special, you know, a lesson, a question, an idea that could, who knows, even change the world. So to everyone listening, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep those conversations going.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Until next time, happy diving.
Happy diving.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.